Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Hank Kopsiel's here. Hank is Executive Director of the NFIB's Young Entrepreneur Foundation. Hank, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Am I pronouncing your last name right?
You are.
Kopsiel?
Yes.
Well, when you got a name like Blasingame, you know, you try to get other folks' names right.
Understood.
And we're at the we're in Washington, folks. As you know, I'm broadcasting live from the NFIB's 2006 Small Business Summit, and we're peppering on the show, we're peppering different folks, small business owners, and those who represent small business owners at the NFIB, like Hank. And Hank, the NFIB Young Entrepreneur Foundation is the NFIB has several organizations. They've got the Legal Foundation, and they got some others. But how long has the NFIB had the Young Entrepreneur Foundation?
Well, what was termed the Education Foundation was created at the same time as our Research Foundation was created, almost 25 years ago. But 5 years ago, we decided to move away from the just pure education name and rename the organization the Young Entrepreneur Foundation, because that's really our mission, to encourage young people
to grow entrepreneurs.
That's right, to be young entrepreneurs.
How far back, how far do you go down into the ranks of the young people?
Right now, we typically work with high school and college age young people, giving scholarships out to high school age and encouraging young people that are looking at business careers to move into entrepreneurial small business type activities, as well as the traditional Fortune 1000 big company activities.
Right. So to look at not necessarily starting a small business, although I'm sure you like to encourage them to do that, but also to consider the prospects professionally of working for smaller companies.
No question.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we did a survey recently that told us that young people today, in the greatest number in anybody's memory, are considering going into small business or owning their own businesses. Mm-hmm. And we feel it's probably because the security that once was considered part of working for a big company really no longer exists.
Well, here's what I have been saying about that, Hank. I've been saying that the small business, the job security myth, which was always a myth, has now been dispelled.
Without a doubt.
It's officially squashed.
Exactly.
You know, the emperor's clothes, it's been identified to have no clothes. And, in the 20th century, there was reason to believe the myth, because it actually did kind of prevail in the 20th century. But the last quarter of the 20th century, not at all, and more and increasingly not at all, to the point where it's in the culture now, it seems to me, Hank. It's in the culture to understand that if I'm going to get ahead, if I'm going to be successful, if I'm going to feed myself and my family, it's not up to my company, it's up to me.
That's exactly right. And I think it's doubtful that a young person today has not been touched directly by somebody losing a job, somebody having their whole life turned around because they didn't take the opportunity to maybe start their own company. And young people have a great interest in doing that.
And the thing is, and folks, just so you know that I'm not beating up on big companies. And as we all know, love big companies.
As do we.
We all do. But the point is that the 21st century is just a lot different from the 21st. The 21st century is a lot different from the 20th century. And there were some constructs that were developed in the 20th century that just can't endure in the 21st century. And companies have to do what companies have to do to make the change.
And also the reality is, when you look at job creation, when you look at innovation, small business is far more responsible for much of that happening today.
55% of all innovation is coming from small business.
That's right. And even a greater percentage of new jobs in this country come from small business.
In fact, there was a period of time in the 90s where 100%, over a five-year period in the 90s, 100% of the net new jobs came from small businesses. Okay, let's talk about some of these young people.
Okay.
Tell us about some of these folks you're meeting.
We, for instance, recognized a young man from Massachusetts by the name of John Fisher yesterday.
I saw that young man. 17 years old.
17 years old. John, as part of a science fair project, created an instrument to help gauge the speed that a vehicle travels using GPS technology. Although he admitted that his friends weren't necessarily very happy with his job creation.
I was going to say, I wonder how his friends felt about it.
Exactly. But he's decided to turn it into a business. He's seeking financing. He's going to create this instrument at 17. It was funny. One of our staff people yesterday asked, what are you going to be doing next year? He said, I'm going to finish high school. You know, but an outstanding young man. And he was the recipient of the BizFilings NFIB Biz Plan competition, right, where he created a business plan and competed against young people around the country. Outstanding. This evening, we're going to be recognizing our Entrepreneur of the Year, and this will be a young person, one of five that have already been identified as regional winners, mm-hmm, and will receive a $10,000 scholarship.
These are all high school?
All high school seniors. And in every case, they have started businesses. In one instance, the young man has had his business in place for 4 years.
Really?
And has 48 employees and will
what?
Do a little over 100,000 gross.
Has he graduated high school? He's got 48 employees?
He's not graduated yet. He'll graduate.
That's right. He has graduated.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's already got 48 employees.
His initial business was one that created home web pages and,
right,
and very much into the Internet. Supported what Megan talked about, mm-hmm, before us. But he did so well with that business his first couple of years. He then purchased a lawn care business and has people taking care of people's lawns. And just an example of a person who is committed to taking control of his future.
Right.
And all five of the young people today have done that type of thing.
Those are great entrepreneurial stories.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to say that can't happen in other parts of the world, but it certainly happens in America.
Hold
on to that thought, Hank. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Tintel, Hank Kopstil, and I will be right back. We've got a lot more to talk about these young entrepreneurs in America. Stay with us.
Hey,
we're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling in Washington, D.C. at the NFIB's 2006 Small Business Summit and having a great time. By the way, that website, folks, is NFIB.com. I like telling people about that website, Hank. Hank Kopstil is in front of us, folks. Hank is Executive Director of the NFIB Young Entrepreneur Foundation. I like telling people about that website, Hank, because it's a very helpful website. It's the way to lead small business owners to a place where they can make a small contribution, relatively small, I think, an investment, actually, in the future of their business, especially with regard to public policy. And then when I talk to you and some of the other folks at the NFIB, it's not all about lobbying.
Exactly.
It's not all about politics. You guys are doing a lot of great things like your Young Entrepreneur Program.
Well, the membership of NFIB really wanting to help create the next generation of member,
right,
and entrepreneur has supported the Young Entrepreneur Foundation to a very big degree. There are really four ways that members can be involved with what we do. This year, we gave out almost $500,000 in scholarships to young people around the country. And in every instance, a young person being considered for a scholarship,
$500,000.
In 49 of the 50 states. Mm-hmm. And a young person being considered for a scholarship must be nominated by an NFIB member. So from the very beginning, mm-hmm, there's a connection between these young people and...
Can the young person be a family member of an NFIB member?
They can be. As a matter of fact, one of our top five winners this year was nominated by the father, the runner of a business,
right,
and that's fine.
But they're evaluated on their own merit.
That's exactly right.
What state didn't contribute?
I'm not sure if I should say that, but it's actually Rhode Island.
They've
had it before, but this year they missed.
All right. Well, Rhode Island. You got to get your work. You got your work cut out for you. You got to get back in line here the next year. Okay. How much does each individual student get as a,
it depends. We have $1,000 awards that go to the majority of the students.
Right.
And we've talked about, how much should it be? And it's certainly been determined that that is a motivator for those young people. It recognizes what they've done. More than half of those young people that receive scholarships are running a business right now of some kind, and it is an encouragement.
So they don't have to be a business owner to get the scholarship?
They don't have to be. I mean, they may be involved in an organization like Junior Achievement
right.
or DECA,
they
Future
just,
Business
just,
Leaders.
Distinguish themselves in an entrepreneurial way.
That's right. And it certainly determined that they do want to consider small
right.
business. They want to move in that direction.
Okay. And what about the college students?
In the college area, we have programs in two ways. First of all, there's an increasing number of colleges that are now offering an entrepreneurship major,
mm-hmm.
where
oh,
young
yeah.
people can...
I've had many of them on the show before.
Exactly.
Fisher School of Business in Ohio. Vanderbilt's doing a great job. Of
Without
course, the
doubt.
Babson College up in Massachusetts, is just their story is legend.
That's right. So we are working with colleges that want to add those types of programs to the curriculum. We'll serve on business councils. We will help involve NFIB members in their particular communities mm-hmm. to allow those schools to successfully offer that type of experience. We also have a number of NFIB members, Dick and Faye Reinhart, for instance, who have endowed a scholarship for an entrepreneurial student at York College in York, Pennsylvania.
All right.
And there's an increasing number of NFIB members who have done well and want to pass on that legacy to some people for the future.
Well, you see a lot of these folks who come back and they to the schools, to their alma mater, and they want to endow, and they do it for the arts, they do it for English, they do it for science, whatever. And now, thanks to what some of the things that you guys are doing and others are doing, people are saying, wait a minute, you know, I made my money as an entrepreneur. I made this money. I'm going to bequeath to the school as an entrepreneur. Why don't I give this legacy to someone who, like me,
right.
I would have liked to have had that help when I was
exactly.
at
this.
That's
Dick,
a great thing.
Dick also had a dream that he wanted NFIB, because of the organization we are representing small business,
right.
to be able to impact in a very positive way
right.
higher education. And we're doing that, and we look forward to continuing.
Hank, we've got to wrap it up in a few seconds. You got a website for the foundation?
Well, you start the same way with NFIB.com, but you /YEF for Young Entrepreneur Foundation, and you'll be connected directly to our
homepage.
Can
we contribute there?
You can contribute there without any question.
Drop a few shekels on you there, right there on the line?
You certainly can.
All right.
And you can also learn about the programs that we're offering now, including our new Entrepreneur in the Classroom, which is a curriculum going into the high school level that you and I can talk about later.
All right, let's do that next time.
Good.
Thanks
Wonderful.
For being here.
Thank you.
Hank Kopsia, ladies and gentlemen, the executive director of the NFIB's Young Entrepreneur Foundation. I got to take a quick break. We got a lot more cut to come in the next hour. Don't go away. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will be right back. I promise.
Good.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.